Welcome to the TagCast. No, this is not an episode of Beavis and Butthead, but it might sound like it because I am joined by my ever-loving couch surfing gaming buddy, Fenrir765. Fen, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, Hop, it's a special TagCast. You know,
special TagCast, testing new software.
Yeah, we're trying some things out. Hopefully it works. Hopefully we have a episode to produce and publish tomorrow night, but
it's not just a waste of an hour.
You know what, it's never a waste of an hour because we have our very first live episode going on right now. It is a Tuesday night. It is TagCast Live, and we have Are You Dead in the audience right now. And if you're out there on a Tuesday night and you're pretty bored, come check us out. You might see us on the TagCast stage in our Discord server. So we're playing around with some things, seeing what happens, maybe get some audience participation in. But I'd be remiss to not talk about who we are. We are the AdultGamer.com community podcast, and we try to talk about what's going on in the world of games and our enjoyment with it and what we're playing. And then take a deep dive in what we think is going on with games that we think is important or just interesting information or way we view things or, you know, just opinions that we have that you probably don't really care about, but we rather talk about it anyways and put it out there on the interweb. So, let's hop. You know, what's up with you, man? I'm gonna crack this beer open because why not?
Nothing much. Just working, gaming, navigating this fun world we're in. Work's been busy, which is good. You know, just been chilling, working on some projects on my own podcast. I got some. Got some fires in the oven, and trying to line up some more fun guests. If you have a chance, check out my podcast, Retro Futurist Culture, on Ruminations Radio Network. I just did an episode interviewing the founder of Animego, an anime company that imports Japanese anime, and they just released a really good Megazone 2-3 box set. So we talked about that on that show. I've got another cool guest coming up soon, and then another couple people maybe from Tag coming on the show, maybe even a guy that I'm talking to right now.
Yeah, I'm working on that rewatch of Firefly and Serenity, so we can talk about that. And I don't want to give too much away because it's gonna be a good discussion we have, I think. We are the AdultGamer.com, so we do play video games and we do enjoy them. What are you playing lately?
Mostly, let's see. Well, ever since the Borderlands 3 Director's Cut came out with the new story missions, the new raid boss, new character skins, new class mods, I've been playing the crap out of that, like pretty much nonstop. And I've also been playing Injustice 2 because I got the gold edition, it was on sale. Black Ops Cold War Season 3 drop. That's been cool. There's some new maps. Today I took a minute after talking to McSwitch about the new Warzone Verdansk 84. I checked that out. I like the map. I like the gun balancing. I don't like the way that game moves after getting used to Cold War. It feels weird, and you can't adjust the FOV on the Series X, so everything feels claustrophobic, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get back in there. I just haven't
done yet. The map itself's neat. I like the way it looks. In my opinion, whatever Treyarch's done in that last patch to Cold War has upped the Cold War engine to where it looks leaps above what Warzone looks like, and the FOV helps a lot. But I mean, just everything, the reflections, the texturing, everything in Cold War to me looks better. This is just my opinion. Going back to Verdansk 84, I was like, whoa, this looks like just kind of blurry, fuzzy with that low FOV, and then the movement feels kind of weird. The gun balancing feels better though. You aren't getting sniped constantly by DMRs like it was a couple months ago. But I'll play it some more. Plunder's a good time as usual. But we don't have Quarry is gone. There's a different area there now, and I haven't been up there to check it out, so we're going to have to find a new hotspot. What have you been playing, Finn?
Well, yeah, I've been diving back into Black Ops Cold War Season 3, you know, trying to grind out that pass. You know, the new maps are fun. I like that Yamatau map. It's a lot of fun. It's enjoyable. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with, like, the mid-season stuff, the, you know, updates, especially the Battle Royale on the Fireteam maps. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
So it may take a while for that to kick out, but I'm excited for that. I finally rolled credits on the campaign for Outriders, and I let my thoughts known in the Discord and our co-ops MMORPG channel. I think it's a really fun game. I think it has the right challenge and difficulty spikes, but it has a lot of story holes, and they just kind of like fill in the backstory of what you're doing through like journal entries, and it's just like, go here and do a couple things. It's a really cool premise, and I like everything that they're giving you, but they just don't give you enough to really make it satisfied towards the end of the game. There's just a couple like silver bullet kind of things that just like happen to be what it is, and then, you know, problem solved, right? So I will try out the expeditions here over the next week or so, but I don't know if it has enough to keep its hooks in me for long term. If they drop new content, I'll probably come back and try it out again, but I've had a lot of fun. I think the Trickster's class was a lot of fun to play. I really enjoyed it. And then I've been working on Hollow Knight. I know that's been out for a long time, a couple years at least. But it kind of mixes two of my favorite things, Metroidvania and Dark Souls. So it, you know, doesn't really tell you a lot, and you just figure it out, and you just kind of build up your powers very, very slowly, and then you're hopefully going to be badass at the end of it and taking things out. So having fun with it so far. And then on this weekend, Hybrid Havoc had reached out and said, hey, this game just dropped on Game Pass. Anybody interested in trying it? It's called Fogs. Did you ever see the like cartoon on like, I think it was like Nickelodeon or something, called Cat Dog?
Or no, I didn't.
All right, so it's like this cartoon where it's this animal where it's one animal where one end is a cat and the other end is a dog, and about their hijinks that they get into. It was goofy, silly, dumb, whatever. But in Fogs, you play this creature that's very similar to it. They're like two dog heads on one body, on opposite ends of the body, and you're trying to work your way through all these puzzles and platforming mechanics, but one person controls one head, and the other person controls the other side, and you're connected by a thin dachshund-sized body, and you're trying to, again, navigate this environment together. You got to communicate. I think it was really built to not have like a party chat system, so it was meant to try to make it, you know, communicate without actually being able to talk to each other. Say, hey, let's go over here. But Hyper and I were having some fun with it. We enjoyed it. We had some good laughs, and it's would be probably a fun game to play with your kids if you had that opportunity to do that. So yeah, it's just interesting, worth a try. It came out on Game Pass, so it was no love loss, right? You know. Other than just a couple hours of time that I actually kind of enjoyed hanging out with Hybrid with. So,
it's always a good time hanging out with Hybrid.
I mean, he's a good dude.
He bought Borderlands 3, and I got to play with him for an hour or two one day. And that's the only time ever. And I enjoyed it for what it was, and maybe someday he'll want to play with me again.
Hey, Hybrid, are you going to come back to Borderlands 3 anytime soon? Figured we'd just throw that out there. yeah, so you mentioned the Verdansk map. That map is the now just 1984 version, right?
Yeah, yes. So it's back in time. Everything, the airplanes are old, all the trucks are old, all the buses are the same buses you see in the Russian maps, like on Cold War. Everything is older. There's some different things. There's like five or six of the locations are about the same. There's like stadium is there, but it's an older stadium. It's like big open air, like old school looking stadium. Airport's there, but it's like an old looking airport, and it's not trashed and blown up. Quarry was replaced by an area called Salt Mine. The dam's not there yet. It's not built yet. There's like this tram up there. It's just different. And it's in springtime instead of winter. So there's not snow everywhere. The lighting's a little bit different, but it still keeps that, still has that Modern Warfare harsh lighting engine thing going on that they do.
Does it have, did I see a picture of like one of them, like Wolfman Jack radio tower walls things? Like,
yeah, yeah, kind of like the one that's in Duga, the Outbreak map. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is such a wild thing to think of, like just how massive that tower is and all the shenanigans that can come through it. So
right,
yeah, well, let's get this, you know, this is the opportunity I want to take and just like say, hey guys, join the cast. Come join us. Come talk to us. Come talk about video games. If there's something you are passionate about, especially in the world of video games, whether it's a certain genre, whether it's a style of game, or you know, something that's going on in the game industry that you just want to, you know, grind your axe on, we're the place to do it.
Gears.
That too. We're the place to do it here in the TagCast. We would love to just hear your opinions and kind of just help you work through those issues you may have. You know, we like to consider ourselves video game psychologists, if you will. No, not at all. I'm shaking my head. We're really not. We just make it up as we go. So come join the cast. Let me or Hop know that you want to pop on, and we will work it out with you and find a time that works and make it happen. Also, like I said, we are doing it live. We're going to try it out for a few episodes and see what happens. If you want to come listen to us, we try to record on the first or third Tuesday of the month. And we will chat, talk about video games, get it going, and see what happens. One of the things you can do is just jump in the audience, listen, and start sending us messages in the podcast channel. And just let us know what your thoughts are about the thing we're talking about. And if things are working, and you know, we may give you a shout out and say, oh yeah, hey, you know, Are You Dead is listening to us right now, and he thinks that nobody wants to hear him. Nah, that's not true. Are You Dead? We want to hear you all the time. You know, and if you're even lucky and we're feeling up to it, we may even just randomly bring you on the stage, and only with your consent, obviously, bring you on the stage, and you can just give us your opinion and go from there. But yeah, we're trying out, see what happens, and make, you know, we're trying to make the magic happen here on the TagCast. Right, Hop?
Right.
So anyways, let's get in some news. It's been 3 weeks since we last recorded. Last week, I wasn't feeling too well, so we pushed it back a week. So we're recording this Tuesday, and then we're going to come back on next Tuesday. But there's been a lot of news. I'm sure you've heard most of it, but we just want to cover some things that we found was interesting. Hop, I'm going to let you kind of just tell me some of the things that you pointed out that you were like, whoa, that's pretty crazy or cool or whatever.
Well, the first story that caught my attention, because it's like, I mean, loot boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Like, it's one of those things that's become sort of a redheaded stepchild of gaming, but EA has got some loot boxes in their new FIFA game, and they're under fire for it. You know, there's insiders are saying that EA is steering players into this loot box option. EA is now denying that and saying that's not how it's designed to work, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, usually when something happens like that, there's definitely maybe in their documentation that was the original design, and maybe they didn't go through with it, but it's there when people uncover it. You know, I know there was a big stink. Canada and a bunch of the EU union places are like, these loot boxes gotta go, because they consider it like a form of gambling. So I thought that was interesting. Second story I found is Ono, who was a producer for Capcom working on the Street Fighter series for many, many years, has left, and he is now working for a mobile gaming company. So it was nice knowing you, Yoshinori Ono. But I don't do mobile games, so you have fun with that. His last his last work in SF5 wasn't all that well received by the fighting game community, so maybe it was time for him to make a change anyway. This story has really, really been captivating to me lately, like so much so that I'm almost ready to order a used Dreamcast or look for one locally. But a long-lost Dreamcast Castlevania game, I reported this on our last episode, I think. Well, the ISO is now out in the wild. They will not give you the specific link. I even found a cool video on YouTube where somebody's like playing through the game, and it looks really neat. And it looks a lot like one of the later PS2 era Castlevania games, so they might have used the bones for this to build that. But the ISO is now out there if you know how to look for those. And if you're a Castlevania diehard and you have a Dreamcast, or you just want to see a part of gaming history that was swept under the rug, you might want to look for that. It's a new PC shooter called Scavengers. It's going to drop April 28th, so that would be tomorrow from this day. It's developed by former Battlefield and Halo developers, and it looks kind of cool. It's on PC only, but you know, if it does really well, maybe they'll release it on Xbox and PlayStation. So that looks kind of interesting. I like to see more creative competitiveness in the FPS market, because you know, I love Call of Duty. It's fun when it's a Treyarch game, but I'd like to see some other games come in and give them a run for their money, because the better everybody else gets, the better all the games get, right? If somebody's just sitting there up top and nobody's there to challenge them, it's going to get stale. Microsoft revenue sales are up, hardware and software, and you know, some of this is probably, honestly, pandemic. there's so many. They're like, oh, I have time to play video games. But the Series X also, I think, had a much, much stronger launch than the Xbox One did, like, by far. I think people were ready to see Microsoft go all in and not go one foot in gaming and one foot in TV streaming that the Xbox One setup was. And this, the Series X is definitely billed as, this is for gamers. Their revenue was at $3.53 billion for the quarter ending on March 31st, which is up 50% over the last year. And content and services revenue for Xbox jumped 34%. And they're posting a 232% year-over-year gain, thanks in part to the Xbox Series X and S launch. That's insane. That's awesome. Good for them. Hopefully that means they'll be more competitive with Sony, who, let's be honest, crushed. The PS4 crushed the Xbox One last gen.
Well, let's also just make a note that they pretty much already in the first quarter this year paid for their Bethesda ZeniMax deal.
Right, and that was also part of it too. They think that was such a huge coup for them. And Game Pass sales are just crazy, going up high. Yeah. So that's all good. Another couple stories of Capcom Arcade Stadium, which was released on Switch only so far platform. And the first game that's out is a Ghouls and Ghosts sort of re-inspired remake. That's going multi-platform, which I'm super excited about, because I honestly almost bought that on the Switch so I could play it on my kid's Switch, but now I can just get it on my Xbox. So I'm pretty excited. That drops actually June 1st. That was a surprise announcement, and there's going to be more games coming to that little platform, and it looks like a fun thing if you're into classic Capcom games and you want to see a newer take on them. I think I posted the trailer in the Xbox channel on our Discord. And the recently released Mortal Kombat film that just dropped last weekend in theaters and on HBO Max helped boost theatrical revenue streams. It was like the biggest theatrical drop since the pandemic started last year. But it's also the first like really big movie that's come out, I think, since the pandemic's kind of, with the vaccines and everything's kind of chilling out a little bit, so people are more comfortable going out. So that's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to let you take over, starting with this next story.
Yeah, like this one, you know, was kind of like, just like it hits you in a place where you're like, damn, I'm excited, but I'm a bit disappointed. Respawn is working on a new game. It's not Titanfall 3. It's a new franchise, and they're doing it from scratch. So they're not pulling from any existing IP that they have or anywhere. So it's going to be brand spanking new. Vince Zampella, who is a really busy dude right now, as he's like head of Respawn and DICE and all sorts of things, was like, yeah, we're just starting from the ground up and building something out. And so I'm excited. Like, so far everything Respawn has done has just been golden goose material, just eggs of gold dropping left and right. So can't wait to see what they do. I'll probably end up buying it, or if it's on Game Pass through EA Play still, doing that too. But yeah, I'm excited. I just, like I said, I mean, Hop, are you with me on this? Like, there was a bit of disappointment. There was just like,
yeah, oh, I mean, man. They might have, with EA behind them, they might have enough people and teams that they're, I mean, you know, I really liked Fallen Order. Apex seems to be really popular with the Battle Royale crowd. It's not my game. It does seem like we may not see a Titanfall 3 anytime soon. I don't know if Titanfall 2 just didn't hit enough numbers for EA. I'm going to mostly blame EA for releasing that game on the like week after their own big game, or the week before, like Titanfall 2.
It was Call of Duty, Titanfall 2, then Battlefield.
And Call of Duty. Was that the year that Call of Duty World War 2 came out? It was like all these games, and yeah. Gears 4. All these games came out in a two-week period. It's like, are you guys fucking nuts? Like, yeah, what's wrong with you?
They shit the bed on that one, and that really sucks, because Titanfall 2 is probably the best shooter of the last generation. Not going to lie.
Definitely the best campaign of
last generation
for a shooter.
But, I mean, hopefully they don't go the Valve route and avoid sequel or the trilogy.
Avoid a 3 yeah. forever.
So, we'll see what happens. You know, BT's my boy. I wanna keep going down that rabbit hole and see what happens. Another really cool thing that, well, I guess it's not cool, we all knew it was coming, is Battlefield 6 or 2021 or whatever it's going to be is still coming, and supposedly it will be revealed very soon. It's supposed to be the biggest game in history. They pretty much have like everybody working on it. That's
yeah. They pulled in Criterion, right? They pulled in
Criterion. They have all the DICE studios doing it. Like, I mean, yeah. They're going full Rockstar on
they're
this.
They're going for the throat, man. I mean, and it's especially as a side note. I didn't post a link because there's no credible news sources on this, but some of the bigger YouTubers that follow Call of Duty are saying that possibly next year's Call of Duty, which is supposed to be Call of Duty World War II Vanguard, might get canceled or delayed or retooled. There's lots of rumors, but right now those rumors are just that, rumors. Mm-hmm. But I think EA is going for the throat with that, and they really want to push Battlefield and get Battlefield out there, especially coming up against, let's be honest, like, most people, their favorite Call of Duty games are either the Black Ops games or the Modern Warfare games. So far, you know, the other tier series games, Advanced Warfare and WW2, have not fared as well. So if Battlefield was going to make a comeback, it would be this fall against an untested Call of Duty team. So,
well, yeah, and it's supposed to be, like, all the rumors is it's going to be huge. It's going to have a lot of, you know, obviously the scale that Battlefield's known for. So it'll be interesting. I'm excited because it's supposed to be in the modern era.
That's what I need, because I tried one and five and I just couldn't really get into them that much.
Well, and like with Call of Duty going back to World War II, like, I'm just not feeling that either. So, I mean, we've talked about it before. Me and you are both on the Halo Infinite train. Like, we're praying to God that thing will you know, come out as a banger and ready to roll. But, you know, it's nice to have, like, okay, hopefully this Battlefield hits it hard, and we have that to fall back on just in case, right? So, did you hear that Jim Ryan, you know, boss of PlayStation, he apparently says that they're going to have more exclusives?
That sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was a little bit more... specific. He said more exclusives this generation than any other generation before, but
oh wow.
Supposedly
they're definitely threatened, I think, now.
Oh yeah, Bethesda deal. And he even came out and said like they're looking at more acquisitions and mergers, you know. That's gonna be the next battle.
Yeah. And I'm in a cash battle, that's gonna be nuts to see Sony and Microsoft in an acquisition battle.
Well, I mean, like, Discord pulled out of the whole like being bought thing, so they're staying as an independent company. They're gonna go public probably soon, but
I think I almost feel like Discord did that to see how much interest there was, and after they saw how much interest there was, they're like, if we go public, we can probably make more money forming our own corporation.
True.
With investors. So,
but then you become beholden to those investors, and things can get nasty quick. The other thing is, like, you know, you got, you know, it's obvious that PlayStation, you know, is in this position where they're like, they're having a no shit moment, right? They're like, well, they just bought ZeniMax. Like, what are we gonna do? You know, we just lost a lot of major franchises that we can't put on our console. But I think, you know, it's just gonna be interesting to see, like, what is next. Like, does Square Enix become a target for a lot of people? Does any of the big major independent studios that are still out there, like Remedy and some of these others, get gobbled up? Like, you know, does it just become like a free-for-all? And I really hope that there are a lot of people that continue to be like, you know what, you know, fuck the man. Like, we're going independent, we're staying independent, we're not going to get bought up, we're going to keep doing our thing and keep producing game hit after hit and just knock it out of the park. Because I think those independent studios really help drive these bigger studios to do better in a lot of places. So I really hope that it doesn't become, you know, corporate warfare and just throwing money at everything.
Right.
Obviously, yeah. Microsoft has the bank account to just be able to, I mean, they're a $1 trillion company. Like, there's only three companies, Microsoft, Apple, and Google, are $1 trillion companies. So yeah, I hope it doesn't become this like crazy thing. And then the last thing, like, I think this is just like, finally, it's good news. Microsoft or Xbox has finally just said, or they finally has released it for everybody, that if you don't have Xbox Live Gold, you can still play free-to-play games like Fortnite, Warzone, Rogue Company, Vigor. You know, the list goes on and on and on.
That's like, great for those people that don't want to commit or don't want to pay for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a really cool thing. It's, you know, it makes sense. We already talked about how, like, party chat and looking for groups and things is no longer hidden behind the paywall. So it's just beginning to think, like, how much longer until Xbox Live is just no longer what it is, right? So, you know, we do some things. That's it for the news, I guess. You know, like, you know, there's still more to discuss, but we don't really need to go into all that, right? We can just, you know, let it be and talk about our community. I mean, Tag's a great place. We have a lot of stuff going on. We really look at, you know, we try to get together on Thursday nights and, you know, play a few games and see what's happening and, you know, let a few drinks flow and, you know, take off the robe, just a little mingle, just a little get to know each other, like, how you doing, right, Hop?
Sure, friend.
Oh, sorry, I got a little lost on something. What happens on Thursdays?
I don't know what happens at your house, but we do game night primarily.
Xbox. What? This is a perfect moment. We could bring Are You Dead on to tell us what happens on Thursday nights.
Whoa!
As the Xbox
got a hand up.
Yeah,
Dead has.
Let's see how this works.
Hand up.
This may crash the whole show. We never know. Let's see what happens. Invite to speak. Oh no.
Boom! upstairs, Dad. What's up, Dad?
Here I am. Wow. I feel so honored to be brought on. On a Thursday night, anyways, is our Halo game night. We have it every Thursday, and this week, I believe, I don't have the schedule up.
It's Rocket League.
Rocket League. I was going to say Rocket League is what I think it is. But yeah, we have new games every Thursday, so feel free to join in if you're not.
May 6th is Halo 5.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you're the person people should hit up if they want to make a request for a Thursday
suggestions,
night.
Suggestions, yes.
Right? Yes, I am the
just
current
like Tetris Effect that
so
I missed.
Handle all requests for such things. I always ask for suggestions before I put up the new schedule, so if there's a game you want to play for game night, let me know, even if we played it like a million times.
Sometimes those are the best games.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Or we do Titanfall 2 and just get smoked all night long.
I'm sorry?
So, or we do Titanfall 2 and just get wrecked all night long.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Titanfall 2.
Yeah. So.
Star Wars Battlefront or... Yeah.
Well, you know, this is why we do the show live, Hop. We can bring on our guests to tell us about our community updates. Woo! So we don't have to talk about it.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
Are you dead? Thank you so much for popping on for a quick second and telling us what goes on Thursday. And thank you for listening live. I mean, you're dedicated to do that. I appreciate it.
Dedicated?
Yeah.
And now you don't have to listen to it through Spotify or whatever it is that you want to listen to it. Don't totally do that. We could still use the numbers. Just saying. But...
Okay, you got me. You got me.
I'm going to put you back in the audience. Thank you so much for joining that. And that's how that works, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool.
That's a show-stopping moment. We had Are You Dead on live with us. That's great. Friday Night's Hop. I mean, you guys got a small crew. You got a small crew, but you make it happen.
It's become quite the dedicated group. It's Friday Night Fights coming to the Fighting Game Channel. There's a role called Fight Club. We've generally been playing a lot of MK, Mortal Kombat 11, Injustice 2, and Virtua Fighter 5, FS. Those all have really good lobby systems, but we're also down with Street Fighter Collection. That works great. Killer Instinct works great. I'd be down to try Tekken or Soul Calibur again, but so far their lobbies have been garbage, like really bad. You know, there's a rumor that NetherRealm's working on a Marvel fighting game. That would be amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I don't think that's going to happen. Capcom's had a stranglehold on that license. I think Activision had the Marvel license for like a year, and that was when Capcom couldn't re-release Marvel Capcom 2, but they renegotiated that. But yeah, other than that, if you like fighting games, come to our fighting channel. Join the Fight Club role. Make suggestions. I'm down to play any. I own almost every fighting game on Xbox One, except for maybe BlazBlue, and that's just because I'm lazy and haven't picked it up yet. I would love someone to play Samurai Showdown Collection with. The only reason we don't really do it for Fight Club is it doesn't have a lobby system, which sucks, but it's a really fun game. Fenn, what's going on with our Tag Book Club?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have like 3 days left in the month of April, but if you're interested, they are reading A Borrowed Man. Hybrid Havoc picked it up, but if you don't feel like you have enough time to check that book out for book club, you can still join it by adding yourself the book club role. And next month, sometime in the month, some things are changing in the tag world, but somebody will join in and pick a book for the month of May, and you could be that person if you just pick the add the book club role and jump in the channel and see what's going on. I think Are You Dead has something else he needs to, or she needs to tell us right now. Let me see what she has to say.
I think you have the book from last month. The current book is Dark Matter by Blake Crouch.
Okay. Boom! Dang. See? I can be corrected live on the spot. Thank you, Ari Dead. I appreciate that. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't.
That was last month's book. It was like still a good book. But...
All right. So, Dark Matter by Blake Crouch. What? Couch? Crouch?
Crouch, I think it was. I just read it up. I looked it up. I don't know.
Dark Matter. I do know Anthem had...
crouch, it looks like.
Anthem said he really enjoyed the book, and Anthem is a book lover. He likes all things paper.
I'm kind of behind this month, but eager to read it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for popping back in and letting me know how wrong I was. Well, Hop, let's take a moment. We haven't had a deep dive in a while, and, you know, I really think we have a good one, a good topic. You came up with this topic, and I'll let you frame it. I'll let you paint the picture for us to talk about it here in a moment. So go ahead and let me know, what is your deep dive for this episode?
Well, I mainly because I don't think we've ever brought it up on the show, and I've been studying a lot of cinema lately, whether it's movies or anime for my other show, and I thought, what game or game franchise would make a good movie trilogy or series, like an HBO style series? And I feel like there's a lot of games that have some really great narrative stories that could really entertain a lot of people that maybe aren't gamers, or maybe get them to go like, where does this, I know when I watch certain movies, sometimes I got a hankering to go, was this based on a book or was this based on something else? Or sometimes they tell you up front what it's based on, and it's always kind of fun to check out the source material and see what they were inspired by, what changed, what direction they took. I just thought, what game or game franchises do you think would make good movies, series? I don't even specify that, but what do you think would make a good cinematic narrative, whether for a movie screen or a TV series? And we can shoot a couple back and forth, you know. Those I think that off the top of my head that I thought would make a great, definitely maybe like a late at night or an HBO series would be Gears of War. There's so much fleshed out in that series. The games leave a lot of hints as you find clues. But there was a whole series of novels that go into a lot of the backstory. I mean, there's enough there for like a Game of Thrones style epic story if they wanted to do it. And it could be really fun, and it could have action, it could have romance, it could have great character development, a lot of history. It's just a really gritty story that deals with, you know, humanity. Sometimes we don't make the best choices, and a lot of what causes that.
Yeah,
thing to happen in Gears of War.
You know, I think Gears of War is like such a great example to pick. I mean, I really think that I would go with that as a TV series, because I think it's just so much more to it than, you know, what you could probably pull off in a one-off or a trilogy, if you will. I think games suffer from the same issue as books, right? There's so much more in them than what you could put in a 2.5 hour, 3 hour thing. So, you know, building out a series or a limited run series would be a great thing, like a 10 episode, boom, you're done, don't worry about a second season kind of thing. But Gears is totally at the top of the list. I will have to say, I would love probably, I mean, if you know anything about me and you've listened to the show plenty enough, like, I'm going to go with Mass Effect. I think that could hit all the right notes in the sci-fi TV show world. I mean, like, you look at, if you had a chance to watch Star Trek Discovery or I'm drawing a blank on some other things, but like some really more current modern sci-fi futuristic space travel shows, like Mass Effect would fill that hole in so many ways. And like, it just, I think that you could do it, and like, you don't have to worry about the choice piece. Like, you can kind of tell stories that aren't necessarily part of the main game. And I think that's where movies and TV shows go wrong, is because they try to connect directly to the story that's already been told in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could pick a side story and then just, you know, be in that universe and maybe involve some of those main characters, but not necessarily make it a retelling of that same story that has already been told in the game.
So, or and I feel like to your point about Gears, I think you could make a really solid Gears trilogy based on the story of the first couple of games. You would just have to trim out. There's a lot of fat because the game, when the gameplay is there to entertain the player, we could skip some of those Locust heavy gunfights and some of the more retrieval missions and just, because they put stuff in there to artificially pad the game at times, not every game. Like a classic example is, and this was purely due to the fact that they rebuilt this game three times, but in Halo 1, there's two levels that you actually replay those same levels, but backwards, and they just flip like all the enemies around and they add snow on top of it or whatever. If you were doing a movie, you could probably skip those sections. It would have to be an adaptation. Anybody that's expecting like when Peter Jackson did Lord of the Rings, you can't adapt the book as written into a film. It would not work. He had to go and alter the structure of the whole thing to make it work for a visual narrative that flows for a movie. I do. Mass Effect would be amazing. That would be fun. That would be so much fun.
In the podcast channel, Are You Dead said Titanfall 2 would be a good
100%.
Game to turn into a movie. I think that would make a good one-off movie, or they could set up a sequel if you need to. But
that's one of those games. That's a franchise where the story is kind of loosely explained, and you could have a lot more fun. And honestly, me being a huge fan of Armored Trooper Votums, which I see Titanfall extremely inspired by, maybe not directly, maybe just a couple of the guys on the staff are into mecha anime and they somehow stumbled upon the same sort of idea of a more militaristic Titan design like the Votums. I could see that being a really fun series or movie, and especially because the story is not like Gears was very popular, had a big trilogy, and there's a couple sequels on the Xbox One and Series X, but most people know Gears from the 360 trilogy, and they know that story. Just like Halo, everybody knows Halo 1, 2, and 3, right? And the other Halos, maybe not so much, because it fell off that high tier mark it had for a little while, and that's going to be the same with probably Mass Effect. We all love Mass Effect 1 to 3, and honestly, I can't even tell you what Andromeda was about.
I could, but we'll do that another day. Here's another one. I'm going to go a little off the beaten path for myself, but I would think for me, because I don't have a PlayStation, so I haven't played these games, and I would love to still experience them, so it would be great to have a stellar quality version movie or TV show, but God of War or Ghost of Tsushima.
They're working on a Last of Us show, actually. Yes,
and
that's in the works.
Also, they're also doing a Uncharted Nathan Drake thing with Tom Holland. And
there's also a rumor of a Metal Gear Solid movie, possibly. I think that would work better as a series, a trilogy of series, honestly, if they were going to go into the whole backstory of Big Boss and everything. But, Yeah, agreed. I would love all that. Ghost of Tsushima is definitely really fun, definitely super inspired by Akira Kurosawa. They could have a lot of fun with something like that, and that would be really cool.
Yeah.
God of War would be fun.
Yeah, I think that would be a really interesting way for people who are not invested in those ecosystems to enjoy that content, right? Because I hear all the time, God of War is great, except for the fact that he just calls his son boy all the time and demands he do things. But I heard it's a great story. It's awesome. It's fun. It's engaging. But I will never play it because I probably won't own a PlayStation as well for at least a very long time. And that sucks, but it's my reality, and I accept that. I will move through those stages of, you know, grief really fast and be at acceptance faster than anybody else. So I think that would be cool. You know, I'm trying to think of like other like Nintendo properties. Like, you know, we don't need to go down the Mario rabbit hole again, right? Like, we can just leave that alone.
No, I think out of their top tier series, I think Metroid would be probably the most interesting as far as that narrative is really strong. It's got a strong female lead. There's a lot more interesting characters I think they could bring in. I would love to see something done with Zelda, but because Link is in the games, Link never talks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that would work for a movie. I mean, Samus Aran actually talks, especially in like the Metroid Prime trilogy. I mean, even in Super Metroid, she has dialogue on screen. I feel like that would translate to a series or movie more. I mean, Mario, they could do a new Mario. I'm not going to lie, the Sonic movie that came out a year or so ago was pretty fun. My kids and I had a blast. It was way better than I thought it was going to be. If they did something like that with Mario, it might work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the late 80s Mario movie did not work.
Those Koopa Troopers, man, they were something to look at, right?
Right. Yeah. I think out of Nintendo's tentpole franchises, I feel like Metroid would be the most cinematic or even TV series adaptation that would probably have a far-reaching effect.
I get what you're saying. I do think there's one final franchise that I think would be just... I think it'll be a stellar opportunity that, you know, just will hit so well with so many fans, and so many people are going to really just like latch onto this and think like, hey, you know what? I think this is finally the video game movie we all been looking for, and it's just going to, you know, win awards. It's going to be amazing. We're going to see Oscars being handed out, you know, probably for best supporting actor. And I think that's the Borderlands franchise. I think that is a movie.
God damn it, Finn. Get out of here.
Oh, man. I, like, as soon as I saw that deep dive question, I was like, how do I bring this up?
You jackass.
But in all seriousness.
How much you been drinking? All seriousness.
I went with a 8-point-something percenter. Oh, so
there we go.
Yeah, the tongue is feeling a little heavy at times.
Hi, y'all. I call seriousness.
But despite what is happening right now, like, you have to admit, like, this is a franchise that could be done well, right? I mean, I guess any could be, but like, this could be something that you could pull from. Like, I think it would be great as like a sick, like, not sitcom, but like maybe like a 30-minute like quick banger episodes that, you know, on a TV show that you could just like have like some kind of hijinks every single episode, and it just keeps like rolling on with some overarching story.
That would probably be a more fun version, I think. Who knows what they're doing with the movie? I mean, the movie's all over the place. The casting's weird. They have a horror director. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay positive about it, but honestly, it screams dumpster fire to me every time I see who's casted or what they're doing. I'm like, really? Ugh. Will I watch it? Of course. I'm a Borderlands junkie. I will have to see it. Even if the trailers are bad, I will have to see it because I just love Borderlands.
Yeah. But
I when they announced that movie project, I was like, well, we'll see where that. I mean, Gears of War has been announced as a movie for a long time, but it hasn't. And that's what happens. A lot of times they get stuck in developmental hell. So at least Borderlands has
got look at Halo.
Actually shooting. Yeah, oh, let's not. That's the whole reason why I didn't even bring up. That could be a great series or movies, and both of those things have.
But, you know, it's in purgatory and
struggle. Yeah.
I mean, what, it's been through three different, you know, studios, and like, it's just, it's never going to happen, right? It's just not going to happen.
I'm surprised. And there's a couple games that are crossover. They've been adapted as games from novels. So you've got two major mediums, and we haven't crossed into TV yet. And that's Splinter Cell and Rainbow Six.
Oh, like
those
yeah.
characters. I'm really surprised that Rainbow Six has never been turned into a movie or a show. The book, the original book by Tom Clancy, was really fun.
Oh, yeah. I read that book every couple years because I just love it. But it's funny you say that. I was just reading an article. I think it was like on IGN or something. But on the 30th, Without Remorse comes out.
That's when that comes out. Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. That is like
like the beginning.
Yeah, it's like the prequel to Rainbow Six. And supposedly they're already in talks to
holy crap
to do a Rainbow Six-esque movie. Like it may not match up very well to, or may not match the book or, you know, some of the things, but it's going to pull from that universe. And so I think,
well, that's kind of, I mean, that's the new Jack Ryan series. Yeah. It's like its own thing, which I enjoy. It's, it's been fun. But that trailer for No Remorse looks solid.
Yeah. I'm excited for that as well. And we'll see what happens, and we'll just have to go from there. I mean, but yeah, I totally agree. Splinter Cell is definitely a franchise that would, I think you could do something with that.
And even the recent The Division games, I think they could possibly pull off a TV series.
Well, they did a quick hit movie or TV show. It wasn't like 45 minutes. Like, it wasn't super long. It was just, but it was connected to it, but it was pretty like low-key big budget type thing. Like, you could tell they had a budget that's worth something, but it just didn't really pan out very well. You know, they tried to hide a lot of things behind, I don't know, like, I can't remember what it's called. I'd have to look it up. I'll try to post it in the Discord after this episode posts. But yeah, there was some kind of movie thing, tie-in thing that went with the game. So, the first one, at least.
Okay.
I think it was, like, to explain where these agents came from. Like, it was more of, like, a origin story of the Division. Like, who they were. Like, how they had everyday lives. Like, I watched it. I feel like I fell asleep. So,
you sure you just didn't have an Imperial Stout-fueled fever dream?
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know. I'll look it up, and Are You Dead can probably tell me I'm wrong again. He can be our statistician for the show and let us know how many times we're wrong at, you know, every next whatever it is. I don't know. But, yeah, I think that this is a good conversation, and I would love to hear what those of you that listen to the show, you know, what is a franchise? What is a, you know, that you think, a video game franchise, rather, that you think would make, actually, I'm going to expand that even further, a game franchise. That could be tabletop, it could be video games, it could be whatever way you play video games or games, and how would that make a good movie? Because, I mean, like, let's look. There's been a lot of tabletop, cyberpunk, and, you know, other things that have made it to video games, and I'm sure that they made it to also movies or books or wherever. That would make a good movie, trilogy, series on TV. Even better, bonus points to those of you that, you know, can kind of say, like, yeah, it would make sense to be on Netflix, or, you know, you could probably pull it off on CBS, like, but I doubt you would for most games. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on that. We'd love to, you know, chat more about this, because I think it's a fun rabbit hole to go down, because you can pick probably any franchise and really give us five or six good reasons why that would make a good show to check out. So, Hop, you know, it's been another good episode. It's been fun. We did it live, man. We've made it through our first.
This is cool. I like it.
Yeah, we made it through our first live episode. We had Are You Dead pop on. He has sent us messages in Discord. Warlock even came in for like a 5 seconds to just see what was happening. And, you know, it's been a wild time. I realize that we have a lot of good times here, and I hope that Are You Dead, you enjoyed it. Please keep coming back. We try to record on Tuesdays, the first and third Tuesday, so we're gonna try to do this live episode a few more times, and we will make things happen and enjoy it. Hop, you got any last words? Anything that you wanna give a shout out to?
No, just if you like the podcast, come check us out at tagtheadultgamer.com. Pop in our Discord, introduce yourself. There's tons of people playing games on Xbox, PC, PlayStation. We got a whole bunch of Gems of War people that just play that. We got people of all kinds that want to play games. Introduce yourself. Tell us what you like to play. You can hit me up there if you want to do some Borderlands, Call of Duty, Gears, anything on Xbox, basically, or anything that's crossplay. I only play on Xbox because, honestly, I can only afford to game on one franchise. It's not anything against anything else. Mm-hmm. What about you, Finn?
Yeah, just adultgamer.com. Come join our server, our Discord server. Come chat, come hang out, let us know what's going on, and we'd love to play some games with you or have you on the show, talk about what you've been doing with the world of video games or whatever. And until then, we will, catch you on the flippity flip.